Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that is the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team, Keegan Bradley.
Who, is this Bad Bunny?
who we had on the show long enough ago that what happened this weekend is not Hillman Jinks.
Adjacent.
No, it's not.
A poor job by the – I love Keegan. We all love Keegan.
Yeah.
Rough weekend.
Little sour grapey there. I agree with him that the rules should change, but that's not why you lost. You ran into Fleetwood Mac is what you ran into, and you ran into those European players being better than you were.
Yeah.
So,
is England allowed on the Ryder Cup team from Europe when they had Brexit? Like, they're not even in the EU anymore.
Well, I think that it's the general continent.
Even on the continent.
Well, yeah, I mean, you lived there, so
It's somewhat hypocritical. But, yeah, hey, this is the best day that Europe will have for 2 years. Let them enjoy it, and we'll just come here and earn a living again.
Well, in hindsight, if your guy can't play, then you should be SOL.
Yeah.
In every other sport, that's the case. Give me another sport. Like in tennis, when your opponent can't play, they retire the match, you advance.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
It seems so simple.
Oh, yeah. They don't have where somebody who's waiting in the wings they can bring up?
Nope, they just advance past that person.
All right.
So it should be the case at Ryder Cup. But I will say, you and I were talking yesterday morning at the great Greg Hill Foundation event with Jameson at the Lincoln in Southie, and I was just so pissed that we lost Sunday because I was like, this was going to be such a great day.
It turned into an
awesome day.
It really did.
So I give him credit for making it interesting. It was unbelievable. That shot out of the bunker by Henley was I sent a text to the group when I saw where it landed. I said, "Up, ball game."
Yeah.
And then, bam, he got within 10 feet. That was the balls on him to do that in that spot.
Well, and if Scottie Scheffler shows up, and doesn't wait till Sunday to half show up, then I think it's different. But
why is it that the best golfers suck at these team sports with golf? Like Tiger always sucked in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are guys who you can count on over and over and over again. Justin Thomas ends up being somebody that you can count on. Chime, do you think that's unfair? But you don't put the loss on that, right? The withdrawal?
No, I don't put the loss on the withdrawal. You lost in those foursomes. That's where you lost. Like, you get two more points out of that, and you win the whole thing. Like, you dominated in one-on-ones, it felt like. And it felt like that almost all of Sunday. But I think with Scotty, and like even with Tiger too, they play so conservatively. And the way Scotty plays is he doesn't even always get a lead and kind of run away. He just like chokes the life out of his opponents. And it's really hard to do in one round of 18 holes. That's why he's so successful when it's a 4-day tournament, because he's just constantly shooting 2-under, 3-under par. Every once in a while, he'll shoot 7 or 8 under. But most of the time, it's just like a slow death he brings to his opponents that you cannot do in this kind of match play.
But do you also think that maybe, and Curtis, I'll ask you and you guys about this, do you think it's that the reason why some people get into individual sports is they don't want the pressure of other people depending on them?
Yeah,
know what I'm saying? So, like, for Tiger or whoever, they look at it like, if it's me, the only person that is putting pressure on me or I have to worry about is me, where now when I'm a team sport, now I got to worry about this other guy depending on me, and maybe they don't play as well because the pressure of somebody else depending on them.
That's a good take.
Maybe. I mean, I just think they I don't think that's a reason why they get into golf. I think they get into golf because they're
Some people don't like to be team sports. You know, there are athletes who talk about, you know, you hear from a lot of boxers.
Or gymnasts.
Boxers who say, you know, I want it to be all on me. I don't want to have to worry about somebody else doing something in order for me to win.
Or letting somebody else down.
Yeah.
The pressure of that they don't like.
That's right. What you hear from a lot of boxers.
But
who say
Michael Phelps does great in the relay just as well as he does on his own. I know it's not a sport, according to you, but
track
and field.
But I mean, Scotty Scheffler, Wiggy, is, and I know you don't watch any golf, but he is the world number one.
By a mile.
By the fact
it's
that
not
he
even
is,
close.
The fact that he is choking is not on being paired with Henley. Like, that's on him choking.
Yeah, no, but maybe, it's how he's changing his game. Like, right. I think Tiger Woods was, we all know, on the course, singularly focused in a way that we have never seen an athlete in our lifetime. When you're reliant on the other guys to get their second shot and you're hitting his shot instead of your shot,
right.
I do think it would play a... I mean, listen, I think Scotty, you know, should be able to play through it. It's not like he just found out about the tournament yesterday, but for whatever reason, the best golfers in the America don't tend to do great in the Ryder
Cup. It's like,
meanwhile, Rory, the world number two, was awesome.
And he is the number two.
And took a lot of abuse and was awesome. You have to give it to him.
It's like, you know, team sport athletes like Brady and Jordan, they can elevate other guys or they can say, all right, I'll put the team on my back and let me go do it. And they don't mind the pressure of having to carry. And I'm not saying this is the case in the situation here. Was it Rory? Is that the guy they talking about?
We were talking about Scotty Scheffler.
Scotty Scheffler, excuse me.
You confused me.
Yeah, I don't know Scotty Scheffler. I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm just saying that sometimes in individual sport like golf, your success isn't about you having to carry somebody or what somebody else does.
And it just means more to Europe. It does. Like, those guys, the best athletes.
What, those guys crying?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
but
God.
It was like the crying lasted for quite some time.
Yeah,
I know.
Well,
it's like you got to get a couple together, 10 countries just to contend. But it's much more important for them until it's as important. It's not going to mean as much. Like today, everybody's talking about the NFL, whereas in Ireland, they're having like a ticker tape parade.
Shane Lowry year.
Right. New York's named streets Shane Lowry Road.
Yeah. All right. Can we open the window, world of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, and get the forecast for today, please?
Let's start here, Foxborough. Feels like 70 right now, although the temperature is 65. It's going to feel like 80, but it's going to be in the mid-70s, partly cloudy today here in the Boston area. Tomorrow night, game one, 6:08 first pitch in the Bronx. Going to be 72 degrees, cloudy, no precipitation in the area. We will be all set. We will not have any delays or issues getting these games in the wild card round.
Okay, get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. From Window World of Boston, go to windowworldofboston.com. And Hill Notes are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hey, Shime, I kept looking for you on the sideline of yesterday's game with your visor, your pencil, your play calling sheet, and your squirrel tail. I was waiting for you. I mean, Josh McDaniels called a good game. What play did you keep saying you wanted to run? Play action, run up the seam?
I mean, I wasn't invited to be on the sideline, but I'd love to be.
You gave Josh McDaniels his props today.
Yeah, I thought that first TD drive that the Patriots had was, as I said, masterful play calling. I thought it was excellent. And then the rest of the game, I mean, you were just milking a massive lead and running the ball. Like, it was good, efficient football. That's all it was.
What hat are you wearing today?
My Greg Hill Foundation hat.
Oh, from this angle, it almost looked like it was like a Ryder Cup hat.
Oh,
and
no,
I was going to say, like...
I will say those gray ones that they were wearing on Saturday. Was that Saturday or was that Friday, Shime? The gray ones with the USA?
It might have been Saturday.
Those things are money. Love those hats. And speaking of visors, I saw a photo of somebody who was taking a little break on Nantucket over the weekend. Who had a young lady had a Seven Rings visor on, so they must be making the Seven Rings visors for Jordan and friends if they want to wear those around.
Seven,
yeah,
six plus hers,
six plus hers.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord in
that's
heaven!
That's what he changed the boat to.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So she was wearing that proudly around Nantucket this weekend.
Love it.
her ring counts. What, you haven't seen that yet, Curtis?
I have such douche chills.
I'm sure Mitch can probably find it for Twitch or YouTube. They were paparazzi.
Can we? What is it? Section? Can we section Bill Belichick into detox from this chick?
Like, it's a big ring she has, though.
I mean this sincerely. Yeah. Bridgewater State Division 6 cheerleading.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
there's
Bill, please.
There's the seven rings visor.
Holding hands.
In the white.
Yeah.
Oh,
looking,
Lord.
Looking good.
Bill.
Good, go ahead.
They look very happy.
Good.
Stockholm Syndrome.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go with the overpraise, the overrated, overration of the Patriots. They played two really bad teams, Miami and the Panthers, and they won.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they played two decent teams, Vegas and the Steelers, and they lost. Let's come back down to earth, please, especially Curtis.
Well, I mean, listen, if they just barely beat them yesterday, then I guess I might be on board there. But they went 42 unanswered points. I mean, I
can't win. I'm either too positive or too negative.
Right. Yeah.
I guess we'll find out Sunday night, right?
But, like, also, they easily could have won that Pittsburgh game if they didn't turn the ball over, I don't know, five times? Like, if you turn it over three times instead of five, you might actually win that football game. That's a great point. That's how good they are.
Statistically, they dominated the last two games.
Right. Yeah.
But you can always make that case of, like, you know, if you would have did this, if you would have did that.
No, but I mean,
yeah, you know,
they tripled the yards.
Oh, yeah.
They had far more first downs.
I completely agree with you. And, you know, it always comes. I always look at the moment of what you're in and what you do. And like I said, I don't really find there to be a dominant team in the NFL. Who's dominant in the NFL?
Bills.
Buffalo. That's
but even it. Even the Bills, though. The Bills struggled with the Dolphins at home.
Struggled yesterday.
Miami had a chance to...
Wiggy, like, when you actually watch that game, they didn't struggle in those games.
Here's where you can't do it one way and the other way. In that Miami game, if Tua doesn't throw the worst interception possible...
Awful throw.
And going into the red zone, there's a chance that Miami can win that football game. You can't then say, well, if the Patriots don't have five fumbles, well, you could do that with everything.
Well, no, but that's what the argument is from some, which is that you guys are all excited about this win, and the Panthers stank. So,
I look at it like there's no dominant team. You dominated a team in the National Football League. I don't think there's a dominant team in the NFL.
But, Wiggy, go to 03, 04, those Patriots teams that set the record for most consecutive wins.
Mm-hmm.
They were all one-score games. Almost every one of those was one-score games. So even though they were dominant and they're winning, the games specifically were not blowouts.
Eagles are pretty good.
Even the Eagles were down, 20 points to the Rams, and they came back and won that football game. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of, I'm not giving the credits like a whole bunch of credit like the Patriots now are going to win the Super Bowl. I just don't find there to be a team that is dominant that the Patriots can't be, but they can still lose to anybody.
Do you agree with Boomer who said this morning the Patriots are a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And that's why, so when they beat a team like Carolina, I'm not going to go crazy and, you know, break out the confetti, but I'm also not going to go, well, it's just Carolina because, the Bills struggled with the Saints.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
Greg, what a weekend. Sedan hit the walk-off hit on Friday to send us into the playoffs. The weather smoke blessed us with some great weather all weekend. And, of course, the Patriots blasted the Panthers. Let's freaking go. Hashtag spank the Yanks.
It has been weather-wise unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, like, it's been really hard.
Since June, it's been great.
It's a bit hot for me right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm ready for the 60s. Give me, like, low 60s.
I don't know how anybody
Greg, not ready for the 60s.
No.
I don't know how anybody could not want to live in Florida.
I know.
Like, you know, if this is the weather in Florida, like, you know, during September, October, November, like, I would take it all day long. I don't know how people go, you know, let's move out of Florida.
Well, you don't get, you wouldn't get the foliage down there.
Oh. F the foliage. I don't need the foliage. No, Guess what? Those palm trees are pretty nice.
What kind of a person says F the foliage?
Hey, listen, palm trees and beach, that's better than looking at orange leaves.
Sweltering in July in Florida. Yeah.
There's this great thing called air conditioning.
Yeah, right. And guess what? You can't do from basically middle of November to March 1st. Can't go outside because of the 60 feet of snow.
And November. The snow comes later nowadays.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Hey, Shime, listen to the Sunday football show and sounded great. Your banter back and forth with Ted was awesome. But I do got to ask, I need an emergency top five hottest NFL coaches that would dress as a furry with you.
We did do an emergency top five hottest coaches in the NFL. That did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Some handsome coaches out there, Wiggy. Handsome coaches in right now.
Okay. Who did you? What's the top five? I'll play along here.
Sean McVay.
Dan Campbell.
No. Matt LaFleur. Dave Canales.
Was Andy Reid on the list?
Ooh,
no. D'Amico Ryans. And then KOC.
And what?
Kevin O'Connell was the last.
Okay. All right.
KOC.
Hey, Shime. Do you still have the same thoughts on Josh McDaniels? Patriots haven't scored over 30 points since the 2022 season, and they've already scored more than 30 in just four games, with basically the same receivers with the addition of Def Diggs. And Wiggy, don't forget, Wu-Tang is forever.
Yeah,
that's right.
Great shirt today, Wiggs.
I think Josh McDaniels has done a great job.
Yeah.
Since week one. Like, I mean, there's still a couple plays that you're like, Josh, what are we doing here? Like, and he's always had that. Even when Brady was the quarterback, it's like, all right, it's 3rd and 3, Josh. You got Tom Brady as the quarterback, and you're running a toss play. But I think overall, he's done a good job. I think he's had some good play calls. I think it was more of them telling Drake, hey, just take care of yourself. And Drake got into his own head in the first game. That's why his running was a little bit off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's really done a good job with Josh McDaniels. That's why my lead this morning was, can you imagine if Drake May had a legit number one? And I'm not just using AJ Brown as that guy.
Well, you say it every time anybody is disgruntled and nobody ever ends up coming here. So right, but I love the energy, but it just never happens.
No, I'm not saying that it does, but those disgruntled guys always end up moving, right? So they always end up going someplace else.
If I'm the Eagles, I would trade with the Patriots. Like, I wouldn't trade them in conference. I would get them out of the NFC.
Right.
And the Patriots aren't a big threat. Until they are at what Robert Kraft says they do every year, which is the cap, there is no reason. You could front load the crap out of a new deal.
Right.
And obviously the cap doesn't matter, but even if you believed in it,
right,
you trade a second round pick. Look at how bad they are at drafting receivers. They literally haven't drafted a receiver well since Deion Branch. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't trade a second and a fifth. Who cares? A fourth.
Yeah, you might even be able to get away with a third round because he's so disgruntled, and they probably... Like, do you think the Philadelphia Eagles go, we need A.J. Brown?
No.
Right. So they're probably like, we don't want this guy, you know. I would think that, you know, maybe the – and I guess it's more because of the relationship that he has with Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see Drake May – and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I don't want to see Drake May – if he looks like he has the potential to be good, let's say he has a good game against Buffalo – what are we doing here, and why are we waiting to give him a real number one?
Why are we wasting time?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? All right, every great – we talk about Josh Allen. Look what happened with Josh Allen with Steph Diggs. We obviously talk about Mahomes when he had Tyreek Hill. You think of, like, all the good quarterbacks and what they're able to do.
Burrow with Chase.
So why would you not give that guy – aren't you doing him a disservice?
Yeah. Go ahead, Sean.
Courtney, what an addition to the show you've been.
I am so happy for you and Santo. I think you're going to be great parents. You're going to be a wonderful mother. I do ask one big favor, though. Please let Santo teach the child English. Please.
Santo was an English major in college, oh, so yeah, he's got
okay.
that.
Okay.
He's got that.
Well, and he was in the a cappella group.
Correct.
Yep, the Do-Re-Migos.
Yep.
So I would assume that young Santo will probably have a great voice.
I don't know. I have such a bad voice that it's probably going to...
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
No, I have such... My mom tells me all the time.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true.
How dare you guys try challenge the nerd on what whales eat? Have you guys not learned your lesson yet? Shime is a nerd. Will always be a proud nerd. Please, please do not challenge him when it comes to anything statistically. Please.
Oh. That was a good poll. I had no idea
what was it called. Grill,
Krill, K-R-I-L-L. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, yesterday, great wing bar at Lincoln.
Yes,
but I didn't realize they were spicy. James had his first chicken wing, and he's making all these weird faces.
That's the first time he's had a buffalo chicken wing.
Right, he's this tenders guy.
Yeah,
and then this lady, very sweet, was like, "Oh my God, Chris, James, those are really spicy."
Yeah, they're a little kick to it.
Yeah.
Go kick to it.
You seem to enjoy the wings.
Yeah,
yesterday
they weren't
Lincoln.
Buffalo, but they had a nice little kick to it.
Yeah,
and I like the fact that they weren't fried. But I don't know how they prepared
them. Well, they do them in the oven with the fire. They have like
they bake them almost.
They're wood fired.
Yeah. Right. So they were really good. The seasoning on them was good. They'd have a little spice to it, but it wasn't super spicy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
I would have loved to the way that they had those wings set up. And I'm no cook, but I'm always like. I'm always the person afterwards going, ooh, I wish they would have did those wings in lemon pepper. Like, you know how
you're always the adjuster.
But you're not a good cookie. Like, man.
What did you think of the grade on the lemon pepper wangs that we had Saturday before Ty's event?
Oh, at Ba Louie, right?
Yes.
Yes, they were good. They were good. I like those lemon pepper wings. I could always go for the more lemon pepper, the better.
Oh, I'm getting a toe cramp right now.
Ooh, that means you're not hydrated.
Do you want to see it?
Is that gout?
See?
Nobody wants to see it, Greg.
Middle one? No, I see it.
God, Greg, put those away.
See?
Nasty.
Yeah.
That thing is
He's
painful.
Shaking.
What are we doing?
No, you don't. You don't.
You have to pay for that on certain
sense. No, you just...
Do you take water or do you eat a banana for something like that?
I mean, I'm full on seltzer, although you tell me you don't like the... Yeah. Okay, anything else, Shaq?
Nope, that'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Hill Notes, as always, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.